Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 3rd of November, Anno Domini 2012, and you lucky people. You're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose. Kick off your shoes. Don't get the blues. Hey, here's some news. We are in a pledge drive, and we could end it today. We only have $15,000 to go. So if each one of our listeners called up and pledged whatever they could afford, yes, we have membership levels, 35, 50, 90.1, 100, whatever, but all they have to do is pledge whatever they can afford, we could end this today. You don't want us asking for money next week? Here's how you make that happen. You call now, and the numbers are 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can always pledge securely online at jazz901.org. The lovely and talented Shirley will be on the phone taking your pledges. And while you do that, it only takes a couple of minutes, so I'll read the news. Hurricane Sandy killed Google's planned Monday morning media event in New York City, but that didn't stop them from making some noise. The company took its corporate blog to officially announce the much-anticipated Nexus 4 smartphone and Nexus 10 tablet, as well as an update to its Android Jelly Bean operating system. Google also increased the storage space available on the Nexus 7 tablet while maintaining its pricing. Here's the rundown on Google's latest flagship devices, all of which will be sold through Google Play. The LG-built Nexus 4 is the successor to Samsung's Galaxy Nexus. The latter was introduced a year ago, and I have one, and it's magnificent. But the improvements here seem largely incremental. A slightly larger screen, slightly better resolution, slightly better processor, more RAM, and the big one really is wireless charging, which is kind of fun. The Nexus 4 will also include a new feature called Photosphere that will allow users to take 360-degree panoramic images and upload them to Google Plus, of course, and to Google Maps. The new handset will run on Android 4.2 Jelly Bean. The update delivers gesture typing, which you've been able to use through things like SlideIt and other keyboard add-ons, which let users type by sliding their fingers over the letters they want. Also, it'll let you wirelessly stream to Miracast-capable HD TVs. Miracast is the industry's answer to Apple's AirPlay. The new flagship Android handset will go on sale on November 13th. $300 with 8 gig of built-in storage, $350 for a brand new phone with 16 gig of storage, both sizes unlocked and without a carrier contract. T-Mobile will also sell the 16-gigabyte Nexus 4 for $200 on a 2-year contract. Google and Asus Nexus 7 is already Dave's and my favorite 7-inch tablet, but on Monday it got a bit more compelling with upgraded storage at the same price, plus a 4-gig 4G HSPA Plus cell phone variant. The 8-gigabyte Nexus 7, which sold for $200, has been scrapped. In its place is the 16-gig Nexus 7, which was previously $250, now $200. Now $250 will get you the new 32-gig Nexus 7. The HSPA Plus Nexus 7 will feature 32 gig of storage for $300 and will run on both AT&T and mobile T-Mobile's SPA networks. The new Nexus 10, built in collaboration with Samsung, has one big bragging point. The highest resolution display of any tablet on the market at, are you ready, 2560 by 1600, 300 ppi, 10-inch touchscreen. Google promises about 9 hours of continuous video playback and about 500 hours of standby time. Despite being a Nexus device, the new tablet picks up on the design language of the Galaxy Tab 10.1 and Galaxy Note 10.1. It features a pair of front-facing stereo speakers on either side of the display when it's held in landscape mode. plus an 8-megapixel rear camera and a 1.9-megapixel front camera for video chats. Under the hood, there's a dual-core processor, 2 gig of RAM, and built-in near-field communication. It also gets a built-in micro HDMI port. The Nexus will ship on November 13th, which is the same day as the Nexus 4, at the price of $400 for 16 gig of storage and $500 for 32 gig, which is well below the going price for devices of that size and capability, all the things it has in it. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that's Bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is Google's new Nexus devices. Your choices are must have. Looks pretty nice. Meh. WWJT, which stands for What Would Jobs Think? So far we have 38 votes, and meh is in the lead with looks pretty nice coming up close behind. Only two of you must have it. And then when you're done with that, I know you will have more to say. So when you're done taking the poll, check the yellow box underneath the poll. Click on Give Us Your Opinion. It will take you to my website, AskNick.com.
That's AskNick.com.
And you can enter your opinion. So far, we have four of them. Two and a half. Somebody apparently had a premature enter.
I like number four.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I know how tough it is. You get your original one the day the new ones come out, and I get that. I've had mine for months, and I still feel the love. It's a great product. Anyway, that's our question to you. Are you excited about the new Nexus devices? Give us a call. Make a pledge and ask a question. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, if you just want to pledge, there's no just about that. It's a beautiful thing. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And do we have somebody on the phone? No? Oh, it was a pledge. Excellent. I prefer that. Listen, we...
So the poll results from this week pretty much mirror the poll results from last week on the iPad mini.
Yeah.
Most people don't care about tablets, I guess.
Well, and that, of course, we've always known that there's something odd about our listenership. But the national trend is much toward tablets and away from desktops and laptops. But it depends on what you're going to use them for. Yeah. It's really kind of an untapped market. Well, it's clearly getting tapped very quickly, but it's been an untapped market.
Yeah.
If you're going to do real work, you still need a real keyboard, a real mouse, and a real screen. But if you're just going to do, as both Apple and Google are generally showing, if you're doing leisure stuff, entertainment stuff, then the tablets are fine for that. But if you wanted to write something larger than an email or a tweet, you would not want to use a tablet device. You would want to use a real computer.
We're also seeing them in families as the second or third or fourth device,
right,
especially for younger children where you don't want to buy a whole computer for them, but all the learning games available, you know, doing your homework online. We're hearing about a lot of schools that have started issuing tablets like they used to issue computers to students because you can get so much done and they're so much cheaper than a full computer.
Yep. Now, what's that also? You were talking about the phone.
Yeah.
Did they say anything about battery life?
For the phone?
It has a battery.
It has a battery.
Which has a life.
Duh.
And we're filling time while Nick is looking back at the story.
Yeah, right. it does not, in fact, say what the battery life is going to be.
It's 2,100 milliamp hours.
That's a lot.
So if you only use 1 milliamp per hour, it will last 2,100 hours.
You know, I got to tell you, that is probably the least
helpful thing
you've said in a long time. And that was quite a contest.
Really? Jeez, well, thanks for the enlightenment.
Well, the problem with stating battery life is it all depends on what you do. If you have all your radios on and you're downloading and streaming all at the same time, you might get 3 or 4 hours.
Right.
If you turn everything off and just use it for phone calls, you might get a couple of days.
I have a friend who bought a Galaxy Nexus, and she was complaining about the battery life. I said, let me see your phone. She has like 9 different news apps.
Oh,
and each one of them goes out every 15 minutes to look for the latest news. Well, yes.
And it's
all going over her 4G.
4G, yep. And have it check your mail every minute.
And have it check her mail right.
I can't believe how many people have that set every minute.
And I sat her down. I said, look, her battery was lasting like half a day. I sat her down. I said, look, which of these do you actually pay attention to? She said, well, I don't pay attention to any of them. I said, well, let's get rid of all of them just for now. You can always download them again. They're all free. Let's get rid of all of them. Let's set your email to push, because she could do that.
Or even a 30-minute poll.
Right.
You don't need it every minute.
Well, push gets it to you when it gets to you.
Right.
There's no sense in looking for it more often than it's coming in.
But it would then spread that out. You know, you have one big chunk instead of a bunch of little chunks. Although it probably evens out to the same in the
end. If a message comes, it gets pushed to your phone immediately. So we did that. Now her battery lasts all day. She still got half her battery left at the end of the day. And she's going,
sweet.
I love this phone now. I love this phone.
Turn off Bluetooth if you're not using a headset.
We did that. Yeah, we did that too. We turned off wireless because most of the time
she's
in her car and there is no wireless anywhere.
And if you don't have good 4G reception in your area, turn that off and just stay at 3G.
Right. Well, she's in Rochester, she's on Verizon, so 4G is terrific.
What I want to know is why is 4.2 still called Jelly Bean? That was 4.1. Why didn't they change the name?
Because it isn't yet 5.
What about 4.3?
I don't forget what K is going to be. Key lime pie. K is going to be key lime pie, but it isn't out yet. This is just an update to Jelly Bean.
Yeah. Well, see, 4.0 was ice cream sandwich. So in 4.1, they did change the name, and in 4.2, they didn't.
I know. I don't know why. I really don't know why.
Are they running out of desserts?
No, they've got half an alphabet left to go, so I don't think that's going to be a problem. Our first caller this week, John from Greece, New York. Welcome, John. What's up? John? Hold on, John.
Make sure the buttons are all pushed right.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. What
one button wasn't
John?
Pushed right.
Did you give me that time?
Gotcha. We're here. Yeah, we got you. You're here.
Okay, it's Ed, not John.
Oh, it's Ed.
Yeah, look, I got the Windows 8 upgrade.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I'm not. The pro. I love it. My wife loves it.
Good.
And there's things that this thing will do that Windows 7 just will not do.
Right.
As far as, having to buy applications from the Windows Store, it's Windows runtime only. Not, for Windows 8. Not the desktop. Not the stuff you're going to install on your laptop.
Metro apps have to be bought from the store.
Right.
But regular apps don't have to
be.
That's correct.
Right.
You can get them anywhere.
Yeah. Right.
Okay,
but if you're only going to do Metro, and of course, Microsoft is pushing people that way, but...
Maybe Windows 9 will be Metro only.
Let's put it this way. This thing they're giving away, but it has some features to it that is absolutely incredible.
What?
Okay, for instance, remember your error checking for your disk and your defrag for your disk, you had to go and go out into DOS and do it that way? Now with this, it does it right on the desktop again, like it used to do it years ago.
Right. You can still do that in 7, by the way, if you right-click on a drive.
It tells you to do is it'll mark it, and then you got to restart.
Sometimes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, mine is all the time. But there's another weird anomaly with this. Okay, basically, most of your programs will run in the desktop, and it'll bring it up automatically.
Yeah.
Like Firefox, whatever. Okay.
Right.
Now... there's a problem with Internet Explorer, when you take and you run it from the start page.
Yep.
Because what you need to do is you need to go into the desktop, get into the properties for Internet Explorer, select the programs property, and check to launch it in the desktop. The problem is that it's not windowed, when it launches in the start page. And if you go to Google and you check your links, none of them have been scanned. So... you don't have any security running on that browser when you start it from the start page. But when you tell it to start from the desktop, you do have security.
Right.
Interesting.
I just thought I would bring that up.
No, that's excellent. That's an excellent point because the way IE works out of the box, you can actually run two separate sessions of IE.
Yeah.
One from Metro and one from the desktop. And if you bought a machine with not enough RAM, you're in some trouble doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you're absolutely right. If you go into the properties and set IE always to launch to the desktop, you avoid that problem.
But another nice thing about it is the desktop shortcuts. I mean, you can jump all over the place just with a key click.
Yep, yep, yep. It's
so
a bit...
It makes it so much faster than doing things in 7. If you want to program, it's just...
You could do that with Windows 7 also. You could set up shortcuts.
Well, those were icon shortcuts, and then you'd have to assign a key to that icon.
Right.
So it's a little easier under 8, I think.
You can just use a keyboard.
Right, right.
Yeah.
No, they've done some things that are great in Windows 8. I have no doubt about that. The big problem with Windows 8 is that a lot of people are scared of change.
Well, yeah, but I'm from Kodak, and we live on change, and I just retired, so you better get used to change because it's going to be all around you, and you're always changing your Android phone, right?
Yeah, well, not me. I wish I could change it more often.
Stuff, so you got to just keep with the learning curve. But,
that's right. Listen, we got to take a break. Thanks, Ed.
Yep.
We're going to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 19 minutes after the hour. We are the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 23 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And please do not forget, we are in the middle of a pledge drive. We need your help. This station is, when we say member-supported, we're not kidding. There is no federal dollar, there is no state dollar, there is no county dollar, there's no city dollar, there's no town dollar, there's no school district dollar that comes to us from anywhere. The only money we get is from listeners like yourself who love this station, love what they do, and are willing to help keep us on the air. And it really does come down to that. I know these are parlous economic times. I do get that. If you can't pledge at the $35 level, please give us a call and pledge $5, $1, $10, whatever you can afford. We need it to keep this station running. Dave and Steve and I are very, very grateful to Rob for putting us on this station.
Going out on a limb.
It really did. This has always been a pure music station.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time ever, they were willing to put a talk show on the air. We had no other home to go to. Understand that if Rob had not stepped up to the plate, there would be no Sound Bites today.
Continuing on, we've been doing this for 24 years. And over 24 years, Nick and I and Steve have been giving up our Saturdays, and for a while there was Sundays. We don't get paid for it.
Wait,
volunteering.
What?
Didn't you get the memo?
Oh, dunk on it.
We're still not getting paid.
Unbelievable.
But you know how we get paid? By you folks stepping up to the plate and saying, yes, let's keep these guys on the air. We enjoy what you're doing, and you pass out good information. You know, I mean, if you were to take your computer into a shop and what it's going to cost you just for a service call, and we do up the tango and tell you step by step how to clean out your machine. We keep you up to date on the latest stuff that's coming out and how to stay ahead. It's only here at Member Supported Jazz 90.1, and we do it live. It's not one of these shows that you call up and say, all right, tell you what, we'll answer your question next week. No, we do it live here without a net, and we've been doing it for 24 years. And we only come to you folks twice a year asking for your help.
And I'll tell you what, I love it when people come up and say, oh, I listen to your show all the time. But I really love it when somebody comes up and says, I'm a member. Because what that means is that they actually value what we do instead of just listening every week. And
yep.
So I would very much appreciate it if you would look deep into your hearts and shallowly into your wallets and call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. You can also call toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. And the lovely Shirley will be glad to take your pledge. It takes less than 2 minutes, and it really is painless. If you want to, you can also pledge securely online. And I'm talking to you, the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you who download the podcast every week from around the country. You think that stuff is free? You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Just please mention in the comments that it is for Soundbites.
You know, that also gets me. You know, I've been doing the Jazz Fest now 3 years. And every year, you know, like last year, over 75,000 folks come by, you know, and you see tons of folks up there enjoying the music. If those 75,000 folks would just donate $1,
mm-hmm.
our pledge drive wouldn't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd get $1 or 75,000 bucks. We'd be over. Wouldn't even have to be begging for this.
That's exactly right. It's a tough road for us, I'll tell you the truth, for this station. To stay on the air like it is, stations all over the country, there's only a handful of them left in America.
In fact, didn't Rob send a note out that one of the oldest jazz stations in the country just they went through a stunt and switched formats, and they played really bad music all day long until the DJ got yelled at and made them switch to the new format.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a KRP episode where they did that?
Yeah. KRP episode where they did everything.
Yeah. Mm, that was a good program. Les Nessman.
Johnny Fever.
Okay, the best line on television ever, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. But the second best one from the same series was a Christmas episode where Lonnie Anderson, whatever her character's name was home alone because she wanted to be for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Everybody thought she was lonely, so they all came over. And Howard Hessman, what's his character?
Johnny Fever,
shows up at her door with a Christmas tree and says, in honor of the birth of our Savior, I've ripped the lungs out of a living creature and brought it to you.
Yeah.
All right, on to the phones. Our next caller is James from Rochester, New York. Thank you for your patience, James. What's up?
Hello, I'm a member also.
God bless you. That's what I like to hear.
Thank you. You should also, at the Jazz Fest, put a jar out there. All the people walking by ask for a dollar each.
We do.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, we do. Anyway, next time I'm going to dress up as an urchin.
All of a sudden, when I go to view a video on a website that I normally get it from, it doesn't fully seem to load, and it stops and starts. I never had this problem before.
When did it start?
2 days ago.
Yep. Congratulations. You're one of the victims of Sandy.
Oh, really?
What's happened is many of the websites that either were or went through the East Coast, right? Either their servers were on the East Coast or their path across the internet went through the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Are either down or very slow right now because of Sandy.
Yeah, especially the Washington, D.C. area. That's Amazon had one of their huge server farms there.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Google lost the server farm too, but nobody noticed because they just have so many.
They just switched it, yeah.
But yeah, it's not, it's like, if it started 2 days ago, it's likely not you, it's likely Sandy.
Apple was having problems with iMessage and Siri because they're North Carolina data center.
Yeah,
ironically, this morning I went to the website again. And the new one they put out today is running okay.
Yeah, and that would be it. What's happened is for the last week, people have been scrambling to move data centers, to upgrade their stuff, to get stuff back online. And what that's meant is that even the places that weren't offline, suddenly all the people who were offline have crowded into their space and slowed down their server, their data paths for a bit. And that will continue off and on until all the aftermath of Sandy is cleaned up and they've got all those data centers back up and running. So if it's a come and go kind of thing and it just started a couple of days ago, not so bad today, maybe it'll start up again tomorrow. Uh-huh. It's Sandy, and all you can do at this point is live with it.
Yeah, because I got my computer's all up to date. It's a first class website. I made zero changes. They made zero changes, and that's why.
Well, Sandy made one big change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we're seeing that a lot, actually. There are places that I haven't been able to get to.
Yeah.
Specific news sources and things like that.
Still pumping out the subways and, got to do the walkthroughs on that.
Yep. And it's all up and down the East Coast. And particularly, you're right, particularly around Virginia, Herndon, and places like that. Lots and lots of data centers there. One of the major hubs of the internet. There are three main knocks. There are eight of them, but they're the three main knocks. And one of them goes, and one of those nodes is in Herndon, Virginia, right in the path of Sandy. And so a lot of places had to reroute. A lot of places just went dark. A lot of places went slow because mm-hmm. everybody else was crowding into their space because they had to. They had nowhere else to go.
It's only so big of a pipe.
Right.
You know, you can only shove, even through the biggest pipe, you can still only shove so much data.
Right.
And then things are going to slow down. It's just a fact of life, and that's the whole trouble. Our society has gotten so used to instant gratification that you put something in and you expect it now.
Right.
I want it now.
Nobody thinks about the magic that's happening in the background and how wondrous that is and how awe-inspiring.
Or kick them back to an old day of, you know, dialing up and going on a modem.
Sure.
And handshaking that way. That brings you back to reality every so often.
It also brings you back to paying a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Paying an entire mortgage is worth of, yeah. But, yeah, and what we're finding, yes, the internet, you know, the old saying, the internet, TCP/IP actually sees blockage as an error and routes around it. The routing protocol of the internet, if it can't get one way, it'll try another way. The problem is with a third of the country out and some of the biggest routers on the internet out, it had to crowd around into smaller and smaller spaces, which meant everybody was slower and slower. There's no way around that. I wish there were. For a couple of days on one of the websites that I run, I took off the Facebook like thing, the little button you push for that, because it was taking forever to load. I mean, just forever to load. And it wasn't any change I made, and it wasn't any change Facebook made. It was because of Sandy.
Yep.
And so actually last night it seemed to be getting better, and this morning was pretty good, so I'll put it back this afternoon. But you really have to... You know, you have to be aware that the internet ain't what it used to be and won't be for a while.
And be patient. Just be patient, because some are still, even though, you know, we're back up and running and a lot of other, there's still a lot of other areas that are going to be weeks yet without power and everything else.
Yeah, we forget, like people forgot about the hurricane down in Louisiana.
Charlotte, was it?
No.
I don't know what was.
The second one was Rita. Katrina and Rita. And people forget that some of that devastation has yet to be cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing is true from Sandy. And we'll see repercussions of that for a long while. Places, like Google, hardly noticed it because they've got overcapacity everywhere, so they were able to shift. Some places, like Facebook, did mostly shifting, but not everything. And some places just kind of went down. What are you going to do? There's no, it's a natural disaster. There's, you know, it is what it is. And so we all kind of have to be a little patient. We all, and I realize there are some people losing tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars a day from their websites being down. But it happens, and we have to deal with it, I guess. And we who were so lucky here need to be a little, you know, we joke from the last earthquake? The picture of the lawn furniture, tipped over, cleaning up from the devastation. We were lucky this time, too, but a lot of places weren't. And so we just need to be patient. All right, our next caller. Oh, and by the way, you can call. We are in the middle of a pledge drive, and we would love it if you would call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And don't forget, please say it's for Soundbites. And in the meantime, we'll talk to Barbara from Irondequoit. Welcome. What's your question?
Yes. The last time the Firefox updated, I think it was a week ago, I ended up with a message that kept coming back and saying it could not connect to the internet. Long story short, between Soundbites and another website, I was able to figure out that it was Zone Alarm that was blocking the firewall was working and blocked the update. My question is, when they come out with the next update, should that be something that I should be disabling while it downloads the new update to Firefox?
Well, here's the deal. When the way Zone Alarm works is it is not just an outward-facing firewall. That is to say, it does protect you from stuff coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But it also is an inward-facing firewall. It protects you from malicious stuff you may have gotten some other way from getting out.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it does that is if it does not recognize the program, then it blocks it until you tell it it's okay. So it depends on the extent of the update. If it's a small update, the firewall will allow it to go through.
Yeah, because it's never happened before.
Right.
This is
but if it's
the
a,
first time.
Right. But if it's a big enough update, an update to the core of the program, then Zone Alarm is going to say, yeah, I don't know what this is. You need to help me here.
We see a lot of that with antivirus programs, too, that they sometimes have a hard time telling the difference between a legitimate program update and a bad program getting in. We call those false positives, and it just happens every now and then, and usually the companies find out and fix it within a couple of days.
Okay. So I guess my question is, the next time it comes with an update, should I disable that firewall to allow it in and then re-enable it?
If you know that it is an update specifically for Zone Alarm, for Firefox. It'll come in, and it will install. It just won't be able to run back out again.
Until you approve it.
Until you approve it. So what you need to do is what you obviously did this time, which is if after an update Firefox says I can't get to that website, then you just go into Zone Alarm and reapprove it.
No, what I ended up doing was uninstalling and reinstalling a new the update or a new version of Firefox, which was a pain in the neck.
Firefox or Zone Alarm?
Firefox.
Okay. Shouldn't have to though. I mean,
yeah.
At that point, I wasn't sure how to in Zone Alarm was I supposed to be allowing Firefox to do the update. So that was partly my problem. I didn't know how to do it.
Yeah, Zone Alarm has a setting where it will ask you every program that tries to access the internet and you have to approve it or not. Most people turn that off because it's very frustrating because every couple of minutes a new program is going to pop up and ask if it can access the internet.
Right.
So it's in the Zone Alarm setting somewhere. It probably wasn't anything about his Firefox update, but it may have said something about a Firefox install. But there's a list of approved programs that are allowed to access the internet in the Firefox or in the Zone Alarm settings.
Is it under Tools? Do you know?
I don't know offhand.
Okay, so I just need to go through it and figure out where it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
This is a big thing. You know, the reality is that Zone Alarm is a terrific program and keeps you clean, but you have to know how to run it because otherwise you could accidentally turn stuff off that should be kept. All right, Stay on the line. I have to take a break. Stay on the line. We'll talk to you after the break. We'll take a break back in just a couple of minutes. Soundbites, member-supported, Jazz 90.1.
Got a computer question? Call the boys now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll-free 800-790-0415. Online at soundbites.org. Soundbites continues next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we have Barbara still on the... No, we don't. She hung up. I'm sorry, Barbara. I apologize for potting you down, but we have to take breaks when we have to take breaks. And I did ask you to stay on the line, but that's okay. It happens. Now, I have something to say to everybody else. We've been on the air for 44 minutes, and not one of you has called in to make a pledge. And this makes me sad. And you can make me happy again. And you can join the Soundbites family. And it's real simple. All you have to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. But none of you have done so.
Not a one.
We need to keep this station on the air. It is our home. And we want it to be our home for many years to come. But it can't be. And it won't be. If you don't pledge, as I keep saying, we don't get government money. from any government of any size. We don't get it from the federal government, the state government, the local government, the county government, the town government, the school budget government.
No
budget.
Matching dollars.
We get none of that stuff. We get money from you. We are true. When we say member supported, we mean it. And the only way we are going to keep this show on the air, the only way we're going to keep this station on the air, and yeah, we're serious about that. You know, everybody says, oh, that's just nonsense. They'll stay on. They'll get money from somewhere. No, it's not how it happens here. It really isn't. What keeps us alive is you. And if you don't want this station on the air, it's real easy to manage. Just don't pledge. But if you do want this station on the air, if you want this show to stay on this station, call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-529 or 5299 or toll free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You know, I hear people all the time. Man, I used to love you on the air. I wish you were still on the air. And I say, well, we're on Jazz 90.1. Yeah. And they say, oh, great, I'll start listening. Those people should all be pledging. Mm-hmm. Every one of you should be pledging because you know what it's like to be without this show. And you missed it. You told me you missed it. So pick up the phone, make a pledge. We need your support. We don't stay on the air without your support. It's that simple. So please, 585-9, and we're at the begging stage already, 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll free, 1-800-790-0415, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We need your help, we need your support, we need you to make the call.
I mean, we're down to $15,768. I mean, we're well over halfway. And if some folks would just step up, you know, and I mean, to go already, like you said, 45 minutes and not even have one pledge. There is no wrong amount, folks. So, you know, if you said, well, I can't afford much, that's okay. Whatever you can afford, we would appreciate it. Because it's every dollar that you put in is getting us closer to that goal. And without your support, we're just not going to be here. The whole station won't be here.
That's right.
I mean, it's just not sound bites. It's the whole station. So if you enjoy your jazz going in or coming home from work or during your workday, you know, listening to it, you know what? You got to pick up the phone and show your support.
I know people who tell me to this day they plan their Saturdays around sound bites. They take the family shopping or whatever they're going to do, so they're in the car listening to the show. They plan that they are going to sit in front of the radio and listen to the show. And they plan that into their day. And if you want to keep planning that, plan to keep us on the air. And the way you do that is you make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Rob is closely watching that right this very minute and wondering why nobody has the love for sound bites. You can fix that.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz901.org. Click the donate button at the bottom of the form. Please say it's for sound bites. In the meantime, while you're making that call, please make that call. I'll read you another news story. Apple released iOS 6.0.1 on Thursday, and you should go get it. It's a minor upgrade to iOS 6, the operating system that shipped with the iPhone 5. And that more than 100 million people have subsequently upgraded their iPads and iPhones to run. It has a lot of little fixes, but the one at the top of the list is a doozy. It turns out the iPhone 5 shipped without the ability to update its software over the air. If you want that functionality, you're either going to need to install an iOS Update Enabler app from Apple. It's an automatic download via settings. Or, yes, plug your iPhone 5 into your computer and go through iTunes. Number one on Apple's itemized list of improvements is a bullet point that notes it fixes a bug that prevents iPhone 5 from installing software updates wirelessly over the air. It also resolves an issue that prevents iPhone from using the cellular network in some instances, and another that fixes a passcode lock bug, which sometimes allowed access to passcode, to passbook pass details from the lock screen. Do you have an iPhone 5? You're going to need to install this update. The more important question is, how did Apple let this one slip through? That's just ridiculous. Confused as to why you couldn't update your iPhone 5? Give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And please, while you're on the line, the lovely Shirley would be honored and delighted to take your pledge to keep this station and this show on the air.
This is the, this keep is the me out of hot water for dragging her along today.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, really.
this is the point in any pledge drive where I start to feel depressed because
yeah, I mean,
clearly the love's not there. You know, we need people to call in and show us the love. And I hate to put it that way, but that's the way it is. If you want to keep this show on the air, you got to make the call. There's no other alternative. This show needs, this station needs your dollars to stay on the air because yours are the only dollars we get.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't pledge, we don't get. So please make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415, or please pledge securely, particularly you people listening to the podcast. Pledge securely online, jazz901.org. And if you are pledging outside the soundbites time, podcasters, please put at the bottom of the pledge that it's for soundbites. So that Rob knows that this program has listeners who are loyal and value the service that we provide every week. And that's really what it comes down to. How much is this show worth to you? If it's worth nothing, don't pledge. Just turn off the radio right now.
Yeah.
If it is worth something, please feel free. And for those of you who have already pledged, I'm sorry you have to be listening to this. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Mm. It makes me feel really, 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 really great to know that you folks honor and value what we do and want us to keep doing it every week. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to all the people who have not pledged but listen every week. We need your help. Please step up to the plate. Please be a member of the family here at Soundbites. And it's a real simple thing to do. Just make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Are we going to go the entire hour without a single pledge? The entire hour? All right. Our next caller is Sal from Fairport, New York. Welcome, Sal. What's up?
Oh, push the red button.
Otherwise, I'd pledge.
I'm sorry. We didn't hear that, Sal. What'd you say?
I said I'm a member already. Otherwise, I'd pledge again.
Bless you, Sal. I appreciate that you're a member. Thank you. What can we do for you?
Sure. Thanks. Hey, you know, the I know Apple let the software get through for the new iPhone 5. But as a consequence, not sure how they did it, but it looks like Scott Forstall.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Word for it.
Yeah, there's been some interesting shakeups. Bob Mansfield was supposedly retiring, but then he came back. He's Senior Vice President Hardware, and then Scott Forstall was Senior Vice President Software. Apparently, the rumor is, and no one's confirmed this, and of course he's not
rumor.
Saying, when the mess over the iOS maps, iOS 6 maps came out, Tim Cook issued a letter of apology to the internet, and then they put a link to other mapping programs on the store. The rumor is that Scott Forstall wouldn't sign the letter, and that's why he's getting kicked out.
I saw that on O'Malik, I think.
Yeah. Well, when I was watching the keynote of the new iPad announcements, I kept seeing Johnny Ive and Bob Mansfield and Eddie Q and Scott Forstall, all the Apple VPs, were sitting in front, right in front of a camera. And then Bertrand Saleh was sitting behind them, and he retired several years ago. So it's interesting that the people they didn't bring up on stage – we're still in the audience. And then the other thing I read about, actually there was a blog entry today from someone about one of the problems with OS 6 Maps is that it uses Yelp to get a lot of data, and Yelp data is unconfirmed. You know, people can put in anything they want basically on Yelp, where with Google Maps, Google confirms business addresses. So that's been a lot of complaints about iOS 6 maps. As you go to a business and the address has it listed on the wrong side of the street or even the wrong part of town, well, that's because someone on Yelp put it in wrong, and Apple isn't vetting Yelp.
Right.
You'd hope that Yelp would vet Yelp, but that's a different question.
That's a different question. Yeah, I
think he finally had to pay the price for it.
Well, they needed a scapegoat one way or the other, whoever was to blame. I understand that Apple has a thing against Google, and they don't want to use their maps. But you know what? Google Maps are best in class. And if you really want to bring your people the best that there is, right now, in terms of maps, it's Google Maps. They send out the cars. They send out people on bicycles. They take advice. I just got a second confirmation about, I don't know, months ago. I went to a friend's house, and it took me the wrong way. He lives out at the just past nowhere, just past there. If you're nowhere, you're about a mile from his house. And it took me around the other end of his street. I say street. It's an alley. It's not an alley. It's a dirt road in the middle of nowhere. And the end it took me around is blocked with a landslide. When I say it's out in the middle of nowhere, I'm actually not kidding. So I sent a note to right from the app. You can say there's a problem here. So I sent them a little note saying that this end of the road has been blocked with a landslide. Nobody lives here. They're never going to do anything about it. Please fix your map. About a month and a half later, I got a thing that said we're going to check that out, and we'll let you know. Thank you for telling us. Last night, I got a thing that says you are absolutely right, and we have fixed maps. Done.
Right. And you know, Apple doesn't want to be beholden to third-party sources for things. But when you've got a good source, sometimes you got to do it. And we're not sure exactly why they do what they do. But you know, it's one of those things. The maps are good. My daughter is in college, and I looked up her address for college. They put me out in the middle of a farm field. Yep. Probably a mile away from where her address was.
Although, ironically, I was going to a new customer this week, and Google Maps didn't know the address, couldn't find it at all. And Microsoft Bing Maps found it immediately up here in Greece, so maybe that's the problem.
Maybe there's
Google
that
didn't
problem.
Like Greece.
Well, I understand wanting to replace Google's Maps with their own map system, but you don't do your customers any service if you replace a good product with an inferior product.
Right.
Yep. Then the other executive shakeup was John Browett, who was brought in as the retail chief.
Oh, yeah, the one who wanted to lay off everybody?
Right. Ron Johnson went to JCPenney to shake them up, and so they brought in this guy from a supermarket chain, I think it was. And he fired half the Apple Store retail staff, and then the story came out about their salaries were too low, and then he hired a bunch of them back, and now he's gone.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a very good miss.
Part of the problem, really, I think, is that under Jobs there was one guy. Now it's a committee, and committees don't really make good decisions.
And Jobs had a lot of these people under him, and were doing great work, but it was Jobs had the bottom line.
Well, and it's the Peter principle. Once Jobs is gone, everybody moves up a step, and most of these people were not good for that next step.
Yeah,
you know. And so that's a problem, and Apple needs to deal with it, but you don't deal with it by putting out an inferior product and then insisting everybody use it. All right, Sal, we got to go.
All right, thanks.
That music tells me that an entire hour of Soundbites has gone by without a single pledge. That's okay. You've got a chance to do it again because we're going to take just a short break. And come back for a whole nother hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, Shirley Ray on the phones, and you will be back with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. Give us a call and make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Show up at your door with a crisp bill in your hand. We don't care. Back in just a couple of minutes with more sound bites right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 3 minutes after the hour, I have good news. We did have pledges there at the end of the hour. I am going to count them as happening during the first hour so that I feel better about the way things are going. I want to thank Joanne for her generous donation and our friend Al for his very generous donation. Thank you so much. This is what makes me feel good. You know you can pledge at specific levels if you want to. The $35 level is for seniors and students, but at the $50 level, you get the T-shirt. Starting at the $90.10 level or any amount above that, you get the Jazz 90.1 Enhanced Member Card, which we haven't talked about this week. Lots and lots of deals at lots and lots of places for lots and lots of really good stuff. If you go out more than three times a year to do anything, and I know some of you don't, but for those of you who do, you'll make back that money in no time if you pledge at the $90.10 level or anything up to $150. You can get the long sleeve T-shirt, the navy baseball cap, or the short sleeve T-shirt or the polo shirt or whatever. At the $150 level, you can get the full zip navy fleece, or the polo and the T-shirt. At the $250 level, you get it all. At the $500 level, I will break down and cry. At the $1,000 level, Rob Linton will personally come to your home and shovel your driveway. So we want to thank Joanne and Al. I also want to thank the people who pledged online. Vicky, Victor, Edward, Dale, Rodney, and James. Thank you all so very much. Small pledges, large pledges, in-between pledges, we will take them all. We need your help to get to the top, and these people have reached into their hearts and discovered that they could be part of this family, and we thank each and every one of you for your very generous donations, and the amount is unimportant. It's the fact that counts, so thank you all very, very much, and we'll go back to the phones now, and I have a slightly lighter heart. I'll get depressed again later, but right now I have a slightly lighter heart. We're going to talk to Vic from Irondequoit. Welcome, Vic. Thanks for your call. What's up?
There's a site I came across. I'd like to share it with you and see what you think of it.
Sure.
It's called, I'll spell it, NINITE.com. It's an easier way to install software. I'm just curious if you guys ever heard of it.
Nynite?
Nynite, yeah.
Interesting.
Never heard of it. I'm bringing it up right now. We're taking, and so are thousands of listeners across the.
Let's see if we can bring their server down.
Yeah, right. If we can, you really don't want to go there.
I wonder if it's just. I don't know about just. It's a downloader that can download multiple things at the same time. There's a lot of download accelerators that try to claim that they can download faster by opening more sessions. But it looks like you can check a whole bunch of stuff, and it downloads it all together.
I will tell you that the site is registered to someone named Sasha Cousins. Mm. The company is called Secure by Design, and they are at 795 Folsom Street, first floor, San Francisco, California.
Well, I got this site in an email from Kim Comanzo, so she's pretty reputable, so I just thought I'd share it with you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I know nothing else about it, but I'll look into it. Interesting.
They have a list of their investors on their website, which is interesting.
Yeah, it could be a great thing. I don't know. This is. I appreciate that. That's great.
Have to give it a shot and play around with it.
Yeah, exactly. See what it's like. See what we get from it. Theosis in the IRC chat. Octothorpe Soundbites wants us to talk about Apple's skeuomorphism.
Yeah.
Skeuomorphism.
Skeuomorphism, yeah. In the beginning, Apple was, with the GUI interface, people didn't understand how computers worked. And so they had the desktop metaphor, where you had a desktop and you had a trash can, and you had your file folders look like file folders, because we had all this traditional stuff that we were trying to move people into computers. 30 years later, Apple is getting a little overboard, some people think. The address book program looks like a leather-bound address book, and it has a little red bookmark in it. The calendar program looks like a desk blotter that we had on our desks 20 years ago, including leather stitching and little pieces of torn paper where you tore off the last month. Most people think it's no big deal, and it's a cute little touch. But a lot of people are vehemently annoyed by it.
Including including Johnny Ive.
I hadn't read that one.
Oh, yes. He really, really doesn't like skeuomorphism. And so the making icons or things on a computer look like things in the real world, he's against it. He's always hated it. And so the theory is, since he's now one of the people on the committee.
Yeah, and basically, Senior Vice President Industrial Designs. He designs everything.
Yeah, right.
But the software guy's under him.
Well, but he's the design guy.
Yeah.
And he does not like skeuomorphism.
Scott Forstall was the software guy, and so now they're spreading his duties out. Yeah.
Right. What's interesting, when it doesn't... of course, as we all know, a camel is a horse designed by a committee.
Yeah.
So if you're going to run a computer by committee, exactly. if you're going to design something by committee, I don't have a lot of real hope.
When it doesn't, it doesn't matter. Doesn't make a difference. Like the little torn things in iCal. Yeah, they're easy to ignore. In fact, I didn't notice they were there until someone pointed them out to me.
Right.
But in some places, it's worse. In the podcast app for the iPad. That you listen to podcasts with, the interface is a reel-to-reel tape deck with spinning reels. Okay, that's cute, but it's two-thirds of the screen.
Right.
And it doesn't need to be that big. I'd like more information. I'd like the liner notes, the rest of the metadata about the podcast. That would be a lot nicer than a reel-to-reel tape spinning back and forth.
I've always been a minimalist when it comes to that stuff. Get that junk out of the way and let me see the data I want to look at. You know, it's cute, but it doesn't have to be there all the time. I'm sorry. I just don't like it. I don't like it. Before we go any farther or further, your choice, I want to remind you that we are in a pledge drive. And I want to remind you that it's easy to make a pledge. It takes about a minute and a half to talk to the lovely and talented Shirley. She will take your pledge. All you have to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, particularly for those of you listening to the podcast, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Just make sure you say it's for Soundbites. Just as Anonymous did, he or she does not want his or her name. We only ever say people's first names, but
yeah,
Anonymous did pledge, and we appreciate very much that pledge. Thank you so much. We're feeling a little better here. I am. I tend to get I take this too personally, and I know that.
Another 400, and we could beat the poker guy.
That's right. And how do we do that? It's easy.
Gotta
all you have to
phones.
Do is calling. If 400 of you call and pledged a dollar, if 200 of you call and pledged $2 each, if 200 of you called and pledged $200, we'd be very, very happy. And we'd be very happy. We'd finish this pledge drive and all go home.
Really? We'd stay until the end of our show.
We'd stay until the end of our show, but the pledge drive would pack up. So
yeah.
we appreciate when you pledge. We know that you appreciate this show because you listen every week. We know that you enjoy the insanity that goes on here, and we would rather present you with more of that insanity and less of the pledge drive. But the only way we do that is to end the pledge drive. The only way we end the pledge drive is if you make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. You can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I think I'm going to make a tape of that for next week and just play it on a loop until the drive is over.
There you go. One other thing, though, Nick was mentioning before is if you pledge at the $90 and above level, before we used to give you a card that would get you a discount at certain places. Well, now they've got the membership card, which at the $90 and above level, you can then take it to various places. Oh, if I remember, like Aja Noodle, and there's places all over the city where you can get like a 2-for-1. So you're winding up getting this as a tax deduction, your pledge, and you get this membership card for $90 and above that you can go in and save additional money and more benefits for you because you're getting 2-for-1 on that. And you can also go around and proudly say that you're a member, a card member of Soundbites and member-supported Jazz 90.1.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you, I love that little card. Every time we go out now, I look.
Yeah, see if it's there. And that's the thing.
You pick where we go depending on what the card has.
Well, that's the thing. If you don't think it's, you can go right to our website and it's there at the you can see the card, and you click on it, and you can see all the deals that you can get right now by signing up at the $90 and above rate, and they're adding to it monthly.
$90.10. It changes regularly, so keep going back and looking. You'll find there's lots of good stuff on that card, and it's so easy to get at the $90.10 level and above. I promise you. You will more than double your money. Where do you get an investment like that nowadays? You spend $90.10, you get a couple of $100 back. It's easy to do. All you have to do is join at the $90.10 level or above. And you can do that by calling 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Remember, if you're pledging outside the show times, please, please, please put at the bottom that you are pledging for Soundbites. And before we go to the phones, I just want to remind you, the polka guys are still beating us.
Mm-hmm.
Their audience is old. And they're beating us.
What's with that?
What's up with that? Make the call right now. In the meantime, we're going to talk to Lynn from Clymer, New York. Welcome, Lynn. What's your question?
Well, first I have the lady called about the zone alarm.
Yeah.
I happen to open it up here. If she goes into computer in the three box that you can see in front of you when you open it, then you can go to view programs, and that will open it up, and that will give you on the left side 5 choices, but I picked view programs, and then you can see all the choices where you can block or unblock or whatever.
I tried finding a picture of that, and I would expect it to be in Zone Alarm's help web somewhere, but I never found a good enough picture that I could post a link to it, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
And also, it's helpful to drag it out longer, because then you can see all the columns. Otherwise, they're hidden from you.
Right.
Anyway, beyond that, my question is...
Thank you for that. Yeah. We really appreciate it when our members and listeners help us out that way. So I'm sorry, what's your question?
Anyway, I think I know the answer to this, but I was just going to call and double-check. I got a nice 22-inch monitor. It's getting a few years on it, and this week it would just blink when I start the computer or restart the monitor, after it had been sitting idle for a while. And I tried it on 2 different computers, and I took the KVM switch out from in between, hooked it direct, and it still works the same way. So the only way it looks like I'm going to be able to use this monitor anymore, probably, unless you guys got a bright idea, is to keep it running 24/7.
You definitely have the answer already.
I was afraid of that.
I thought
it was worth double checking.
Yeah, it's one of those weird things with electrical devices. They work fine as long as you don't turn them off.
They work fine until they stop working fine, and then you're done.
Yep.
Yeah, this wasn't a cheap monitor, but I've got quite a few years out of it. But.
Well, there you go. It's all about return on investment. And now you can go up to a 27-inch monitor.
Yeah, go bigger.
There are a couple of places in town.
30 inches are available in probably less money than I paid for this 22 if you get them the right place.
Yep.
There are a couple of places in town that work on monitors, but it's usually not worth the cost of repairing it.
Yeah, it's usually cost you more.
Years ago, I'd have tried it myself, but with Parkinson's and everything, it's just my vision getting so bad that I don't dare try it anymore.
Well, then go up to that 30-inch monitor, make the text big, and you're good to go.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess that's it for today.
Well, thanks, Lynn. Keep smiling, will you?
Yeah, well, I'll try. Thank you, guys.
Sure.
Makes folks wonder what you're up to.
That's right. And now I will read another news item. And while I'm reading it, by the way, you can listen with one ear while you make a call with the other. And probably a digit to actually tap the numbers. The numbers are 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And you can make a pledge during that time. In fact, you know what we'll do? We'll take a quick break. And what we'll do is take that break while you make the call. Come on, that's a deal. We're holding up our end. You hold up your end. Make that call right now or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Help keep this station on the air. Help keep this show on the air. Help keep us busy on a Saturday afternoon. That right there is a public service, just keeping us off the streets. So do that while we take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with sound bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Rye.
And at 23 minutes after the hour, we are sound bites. Well, I'm ashamed to say that you did not hold up your end of the bargain. Nobody called in to pledge, but you can do so now. Don't let that guilt eat at you. It's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And I know that some of you listening to this show are economically embarrassed at this time, and I get that. We don't need you to pledge at the $100. The others of you, though... But we don't need you to pledge at the $100 level. Pledge any amount you can afford, $1, $2, $5, $10, whatever you have, gets us closer to our goal and closer to assuring that this station and this show will remain on the air. And that's not hyperbole, and it's not an idle threat. It is the reality. If we don't get the money, we don't keep the station on the air. That's how
that's the whole station, not just us. That's the whole station.
Right. So we need you to call in. And in the meantime, while you're doing that, while you are calling 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll-free at 1-800-790-0415, or pledging securely online at jazz901.org, I'll read another news item. Smartphones are expensive if you need to replace a stolen one. And now we finally see the four major U.S. wireless carriers launching a joint database that will allow them to track and disable phones. If you have AT&T and T-Mobile, it was easy for a thief to steal your phone, pop the SIM out to resell it to someone else, to sell the phone to someone else. Sprint and Verizon were more difficult, unless they're new LTE devices with a SIM, because they are provisioned through the carrier. Thankfully, that all changes. Now that these four major carriers turned on the joint database to track the IMEI number of the cell phone, which is specific to the hardware, not to the SIM card. While this won't likely lead to the recovery of your stolen phone, the hope is that by having the ability to prevent phones from being activated with a stolen IMEI, the stolen cell phone market will dry up and die. There may still be a market for stolen phones by selling overseas, but in most cases, we see the modern smartphone launch first overseas before the U.S., so that may not be much of a market either. We continue to hear stories of people having their smartphones snatched right out of their hands mid-call by thieves, and auto break-ins where the only thing stolen was a cell phone left in the car. Hopefully these stories will lessen as thieves realize they can't sell the stolen phones as readily, at least here in the U.S. Do you worry about your cell phone being stolen? Give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415.
So the carriers almost didn't care when it was stolen because the person who stole it is going to sell to someone who buys a contract.
Right.
And the person who it was stolen from is going to buy a new phone with a new contract.
Right. So every time a phone gets stolen, the carrier gets a new customer.
Yeah.
Win-win. Win-win.
Did that story give a link to the database, or is that it's not available to the general public?
No, it's
public?
Not a public database. Yeah. No, it's a private database.
That's always been the concern, and there's been talk of Apple having a stolen iPod serial number list, and pretty much any company having a stolen serial number list. The problem is the false positives. I mean, we were talking about that earlier with Zone Alarm and antivirus. That, you know, I get mad at Nick, so I report his serial number stolen. And then he goes to a repair shop or somewhere, and suddenly the police show up because he's got a stolen phone.
Right.
So the onus is on me to prove it was stolen.
Well, but in this case, if you report my phone stolen, what does that gain you? The police come and say, "We hear your phone was stolen." I say, "No, here it is." How does that get me in trouble? It doesn't.
Well, no. When you take it to a shop to get repaired, and it comes up as a stolen phone, you have to prove that you bought it when the police show up.
Okay. The only place I would take it is to Verizon, and I would say, let's look in your records.
So that's been an issue.
You know, it's certainly a problem with something like an iPod, which can get replaced or repaired anywhere.
Yeah.
For phones, you generally take them to the place, to the company.
To your service provider.
Right, to your service provider. Thank you. And so that, you know, that part is, I think, going to be less of a problem. But I have had friends who've had their phones stolen right out of their hands, standing on a street corner in New York City.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Huh. It happens more often than you might think.
I guess.
That's why many people now have tethers. You know, there's that little corner at the bottom of the cell phone where you can put something, and a lot of people this phone doesn't seem to have one. Oh, it's probably underneath.
Some cases do, too.
Yeah, and some cases do. Yeah, here it is. A little place that you can attach a little
lanyardy
thing. Most people hang. Yeah, this phone doesn't. Interesting.
Mine doesn't either.
Yeah, the case does. Where you can hang a little thing off it, some sort of charm. A lot of people hang charms off them. But you can also hang a tether off of them, a little lanyard to put on your wrist. And a lot of people in New York City are doing that specifically, so that if somebody grabs your phone, it's still tethered to your arm.
Yank them back?
No. Yank them back.
I've also heard about bad guys in New York City, and especially the bigger cities. There's a bounty to taxi cab drivers for turning in lost phones.
Yeah.
And you get a higher bounty if you take the SIM card out, so the owner can't erase his phone.
Nice.
So I'm sure there's plenty of honest taxi drivers who turn them in as found property.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many, I'm sure will. All right, we're back to the phones. Jim from Fairport. What's up, Jim?
Hi, guys. Can you make some recommendations for a home media setup? Right now I have a computer in one room and Dish TV, and I ordered a Roku box, but it hasn't come yet. I'm thinking about maybe buying a network-attached storage device in theory to be able to stream music everywhere, or videos, or show pictures on any TV. You know, I have Wi-Fi and I could hook up internet network connection anywhere, but nothing's really connected. What's the best setup, or what kind of, you know, there's Windows media servers, but I don't know what's current. What's the best thing? Do you have any recommendations?
Yeah, and the Roku box, and the Apple TV box, and the Boxy box, and the Google TV box, the Xbox 360. Basically, there's hundreds of choices, and best is so subjective. There is a industry magazine, Home Theater Magazine, and they've got a review of it looks like about the top 24 different storage devices and media streamers and whatnot. In essence, you have to put a receiver on every television that you want to be able to receive that data. And having a central network-attached storage or even a central computer with a hard drive in it to store your local media files. And then a lot of it depends on where you're going to get your local your media files. Are you going to rip DVDs locally, or are you going to stream them from Amazon or Apple, or, you know, how are you getting your stuff? Nick has a Roku box and loves it.
I love my Roku box.
I want an Apple TV box because I mostly have Apple stuff already, so it depends on where you get your content to begin with.
I'll tell you, if you have more than one TV, in our home, we have a TV upstairs, which is what I'm normally watching. My wife has a TV in the kitchen, which she's often watching, and we ended up with two Roku boxes.
My big problem,
because she wants to watch something different from what I want to watch.
Right, that's the big problem I have at my house. We only have our main DVR, and there's shows I want, there's shows my wife wants, and there's shows we both want. And so we all have to sort of take turns watching our own shows. So I'm really interested in getting one of the whole house DVR systems, so you can watch your
the Hapa.
That, well, yeah, that's different. Yeah, so you can watch stuff you've recorded on a different television. So that's a big issue to look at. If you want to be able to stream different shows to each television, that's a different checkbox on your what do I want it to do list.
Okay, that's probably not a big. There's not that many people, so that wouldn't be a big issue for me. I do have coax that goes everywhere, so putting something in a central place and then just maybe modulating it on one of the channels could be an option. If you picked a central box, would you use what computer, what operating system would you have it run, or would you use something like one of the media players in a central place to broadcast?
Well, one of the things that, honestly, I would probably do Myth TV, put together a really decent computer for a few hundred bucks, and run. There's a Linux distribution called Myth TV. You put a video card, a cable card in the box, and you can do all kinds of stuff with it. I would probably do that. I might suggest you look at Apple TV, Google TV, and Boxy. And pick the one that best meets your criteria. Each of them has pros and cons. Some in terms of what channels they get, right? In terms of what they'll work with. And so without knowing your exact setup, I can't give you an exact answer.
Yeah, the Google Box was a great idea that you'd be able to do a Google search for a TV show and it would find it on any streaming service that happened to be there, or if it was on a network show being broadcast. But then the networks blocked Google TV from all of the televisions they're running on. So that didn't work out well.
Okay, these are some great ideas. Thanks, guys.
Sure.
This article I found is really extensive.
Great, put it online.
Yeah. I got to the bottom, and it said page 1 of 5. Holy, I didn't know there were that many media server options. Well, it's the Sonos box. I've done those. Sonos is good for audio, but it's really expensive. You can put different audio music, basically, in any room in your house you put the Sonos box in. But, I hadn't realized there were so many of these boxes.
Yeah, right. I tend to do things a little differently. My wife and I have different tastes in music, so I've got my media player. She has her media player, and we just carry them around with us. It's the Roku box has a bunch of music channels on it. So does most cable or dish companies. So there's a lot of music you can just get. If you want to play your own music, then yeah. If you want to play your music everywhere in the house simultaneously, that's a slightly different thing. My wife has determined that we will not do that, since the kind of music I like, she does not.
Sony has a Blu-ray server that has a 200-disc Blu-ray changer and a 500-gig hard drive in a giant 2.5-foot-tall hell-type monolith.
Excellent. So all you really need is a water-cooled room.
Yeah.
And enough money to pay for it all.
So if you get most of your media from physical discs, that might be an option.
Right.
No price listed, though.
Right. Well, if you have to ask, then you can't afford it.
Probably have to go to Sony's website for that. But yeah, so there's so many different options, and it's look at the comparison pages between what channels you get on what device. There's a lot of overlaps. Like, everything has Netflix and Hulu. That tends to be the main streaming services. But then Roku has a lot of other channels. Apple has their own channels. So if you buy stuff from the iTunes store, then some of them have the Amazon store. There's no one box that does everything.
That's exactly right. And that's why, you know, you have to look at each one yourself to see if it's got the mix you can live with.
Or you get one of each.
Or you get, yeah, right. Well, if you can afford one of each, you can afford to make a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We need your help to keep this station and therefore this show on the air. We want to thank everyone who called in with their pledge, but we need you to pick up the phone. Step up, look deep in your heart and shallowly in your wallet and make the call. Bring us a few dollars toward our goal. We would like to close out this fund drive, and we will only be able to do that if you make the call. Keep the station on the air. We say it all the time. We don't get money from anybody but you. Anybody but you. You may think, oh, well, the government will bail them out. There is no government that's going to bail us out at any level. It ain't going to happen. If we're going to stay on the air, it's you who keeps us there. And you can do that by calling 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. For those of you who are of this bent, this is capitalism at its finest. It is the marketplace who determines whether or not this show comes here every week. And you are part of that marketplace, whether you like it or not. And you vote or don't vote. You vote to keep this show on the air or take this show off the air. That's what you're voting for at this very moment. So if you want to keep us on the air, here's how you do it. Make the call. Make the pledge. It takes less than 2 minutes. Not a lot of money. We're not asking you to pledge your firstborn.
Yeah, we've only got about 15 minutes left of the show, you know, before we go off. And it'd be nice if we could, you know, raise that other $400 to finally beat the polka guys.
We would love to do that. Think about the people who listen to polka. They're pledging. Why aren't you? Some of you have to be ashamed of that. And if you are, pick up the phone. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. If I have repeated those often enough that you wake up in the middle of the night screaming the phone numbers, you can pledge securely online right there and then at jazz901.org. Just say that it's for sound bites in the comments. We're going to take a break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes while you make that call with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and with you, member or not. We are the longest-running computer show in the known universe, and we would like to stay that way right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 43 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. As you know, we are in the middle of a pledge drive. It's real easy to pledge. Call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. If you do so after the show, please make sure you say it's for sound bites. I really want to thank Kimberly for her generous donation. Thank you for becoming a renewing member of the station and helping to keep this station and this show on the air. The same with our friend James. Thank you, James, for your generous donation. We're honored and delighted that you folks have decided to remain both of you, members of the Soundbites and Jazz 90.1 families. We also have a couple people who pledged securely online at jazz901.org. Mark, thank you very much for your pledge. Lawrence, thank you very, very much for your pledge. We appreciate all of our pledges, and we thank you for stepping up to the plate and keeping these shows and us in particular on the air. We don't do it without you. As we continue to say, no money comes in from anywhere else. We don't get money from anywhere. And I want to thank those of you who opened your hearts and your wallets to see that this show and this station remain on the air. It's you folks who are going to make that happen. It's you folks that we do this for, so I guess that's fair. We don't do this for the government, and the government doesn't give us any money in return. It's you, and we appreciate what you do, as we hope you appreciate what we do. Also, Michael, thank you very much for your generous donation. We are delighted that Michael is a new member. Thank you very much. We love our new members just as much as we love our renewing members. Nobody has a favorite child. Nobody has everybody has a favorite brother or sister, but nobody has a favorite child. And we just thank you all equally, because we are delighted that you have joined the family, that you have become a member of Jazz 90.1.
You're all our favorites.
You're all our favorites. Everybody gets a T-ball trophy. Everybody participates. Everybody who participates. And we appreciate it. It is you people who keep this show on the air, who keep us going. Without you, we got nothing. This station would be done, and that's simply true. We don't get money from anywhere else. We don't run ads. We have underwriters, but as you can hear, this show doesn't have a great number of them. And if you help us out, we can make sure that we stay on the air. I want to thank renewing member Gerd. Thank you so much for your generous donation. Love to see that. Thank you. Happy to thank all those who are stepping up to the plate and becoming members of the show. And we appreciate that. And we want to thank you. I'm going to read a news article while you make that call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online, jazz901.org. Let's see who can beat me to the finish line if we get more pledges in before I finish this news item. For those of you who have been hiding under a rock, the Apple iPad Mini is now on sale, as is the Wi-Fi version of the revamped fourth-generation iPad. Pricing for the smaller 7.9-inch Apple tablet starts at $329 for the 16-gigabyte Wi-Fi version. The 32-gigabyte Wi-Fi version is $429, $100 more, while the 64-gigabyte is $100 more than that at $529. The Wi-Fi Plus cellular versions are $459 for 16 gig, $559 for 32 gig, and $659 for 64 gig, or $30 more per each. The iPad Mini includes a 1024 by 768 display, which is the same as the iPad 2. As a result, existing iPad apps will work on the iPad Mini. There's also the new Lightning connector, a dual-core A5 processor from Apple, support for FaceTime HD, and a 5-megapixel InSight camera. Apple promises 10 hours of battery life. The new fourth-generation iPad, meanwhile, also features the Lightning connector, the A6 processor, which is now on the iPhone, a FaceTime HD camera, twice the Wi-Fi performance compared to previous iPads. How do they say that? Oh, I guess it's an N as opposed to an A or a B.
It's dual-band bonding, so it can bond two channels together.
Assuming you have two channels.
Yeah.
So it's up to twice the Wi-Fi.
Right.
Okay, all right. And support for additional LTE carriers worldwide. The Wi-Fi Plus cellular version of the fourth-generation iPad is expected in mid-November. The arrival of the iPad Mini is a bit quieter than previous Apple launches, given the East Coast is still recovering from Hurricane Sandy. Many Apple fans might have their iPad mini in hand already. Pre-orders started on October 26th, and Apple quickly sold out of the first batch of tablets. People buying now will have to wait a week or two to get the device. So, did you get an iPad mini? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, those are the numbers you would use to pledge securely online, and I'm sad to say that I beat you. I won that race. It would have been easy. A minute and a half is all you need to make the pledge. Of course, you can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org, and that just depends on how fast you can type. So make that call. Make that pledge. Keep us on the air. Keep me happy. I'm feeling pretty good right now, thanks to the number of you who have been so generous and so giving and so willing to keep this station on the air. We appreciate that entirely. So our next caller is Dave.
Dar.
I'm sorry, that's Dar.
Oh, it's Dar.
That's, my R is kind of a little sloppy.
But your V's are excellent.
Thank you.
All right. Our friends are from Tucson. Hi, Dar, what's up?
I'll come over and sneeze on you.
Don't you dare.
Can I get a word in edgewise here, eh?
Probably not, eh?
No.
How are you, my friend?
Okay, this thing of act of God, this storm thing, right?
Yep.
Well, the more you look, the more it smells. There's a website, HARP, H-A-A-R-P, status.com, map. Have a look at that.
Okay.
Now, again, the HARP project has been around for 4 decades or more.
Sure, it's all about Tesla.
It's more than about Tesla.
Well, that's how I first came to it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, have a look at this map. So it ain't no coincidence. How can you say three separate weather fronts converge on one teeny tiny area? Huh?
Well, it happens.
It happens. Sure, sure. And I've never fallen off the roof after spending, 250 hours on it.
I have a friend who is a roofer. He fell off, broke both arms and both legs.
Well, I just tore a groin, and you don't want to be a girl when you tear a groin.
Dar, let me be honest. I don't want to be a girl, ever. I'm way too weak to be a girl.
This is bugging me.
I'm way too weak to be a girl.
This is an IT question.
Yeah.
We've got two IBMs. ThinkPads, I think of motorcycles, and I get the numbers. Well, it's 350 or...
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The only difference is the hard drive. One is faster than the other,
Mm-hmm.
But some YouTube videos, there's no sound. And it's the same distro. It's Ultimate OS version 3. And one of them just won't play certain YouTubes. There's no volume at all.
Well, they play, but there's no sound?
There's sound on 9 out of 10 YouTube videos, but ones, it will, that one, the red, no, yeah,
right,
the red
but,
one.
But the video plays, but there's no sound.
Yeah, that's the red, well, it's red, and it's got the it's 7,400 RPM, where the other one's got the, 5,400 RPM, and it's got no problem. And it's the same distro, same version, same crap, Ultimate Linux OS or Ultimate OS.
Right.
It's got everything but the kitchen sink.
Well, it may be that they're running two different versions of Flash.
Or a different codec is used in one of those videos that isn't installed in the one machine and is in the other.
Well, yeah, that's the first thing that come to mind. But the thing is, farted around with Synaptic Package Manager,
Yep.
And still nothing. How do you check on YouTube?
Well, YouTube, the way YouTube works is it's basically, it could be HTML5, it could be MP4, it could be whatever.
But how do you, there's got to be, okay, there's a signature on each YouTube video.
Right.
Do you right-click it?
I've never figured out a way.
Okay. Well,
it can be done.
Sometimes when you right-click, you can tell whether it's a Flash or HTML because right. You'll get about Flash or about whatever, but not always.
Yeah, right. Well, that's just the top. We want to go deeper than that.
No, I understand that. I know there's a way to do it because I have a program called YouTube-DL that if you give it YouTube-DL and then the HTTP YouTube.com/watch question mark V equals whatever it is. It'll actually download that YouTube in the highest quality it can find, and it obviously is looking to see what the format is and how to download it and everything else.
I use one called keepvid.com, same
right,
thing.
Same idea. So I know it's doable, I just don't know how.
I wonder if it's WebM. Has that been incorporated into Unix yet?
Well,
listen, what you want to do is check to see if there are non-free codecs available under Ultimate Edition. And if there are, they may be loaded on one and not on the other. And the non-free codecs may be giving you more options than the free ones do.
This isn't Microsoft. This thing comes intact with the bells and whistles.
Well, it doesn't hurt to check.
Okay.
We have to go, though, Dara.
Okay, Professor. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, ma'am. We're done for another week. I want to thank everyone who pledged. For those of you who have not yet pledged, you can certainly do so securely online, jazz901.org. Just say it's for sound bites, and we'll be back next week with a whole lot more of the hopefully continually longest-running computer show in the known universe on member-supported Jazz 90.1.